Today's shir in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Beis Amud Beis. We began yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, which deals mostly and primarily with various halachos of Shabbos. And we had begun Simon Reish Mem Beis, and we're in the middle of the top line on Beis Amud Beis. And we're up to the words at the top. The Mechaber says, Al kein tzorich letzamtzim bishar yomim kidei lechabid haShabbos. In yesterday's shiur, we talked about the importance of preparing food and spending money to honor the Shabbos, to have onek Shabbos with special foods. So the Mechaber is continuing here from yesterday, and he's saying a person should make sure that if he doesn't have a lot of financial resources, he should be mitzamtzim, he should minimize his output for food on the other days, Bishar Yamin, on the weekdays, in order that he should save some extra money from his weekday food needs, Kidei Lechabid HaShabbos, in order to be able to spend extra money for Shabbos usage. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, Dibbe Bezonos Shel Shabbos V'Yontov, for the food that you purchase for Shabbos and Yontif, in Mosifilo, if you spend extra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it up to you. Or Kamo Shamu Chazal, the famous dictum from Chazal, Kol Mezonos Shel Adam Kitzuvin Lo Mei Rosh Hashanah V'Yad Rosh Hashanah, the amount of money that you're going to make in order to purchase food all year long, from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah on weekdays, is set. You can't do anything about it. It's arranged already. V'yesh lizar shelo yosef behen, and a person should be careful not to spend excessively on the weekday foods, pen lo kotz v'lo kol kach, because maybe God didn't designate for you to have so much money to be spending on the weekday foods, and you're, so to say, overdraft on your outlay. And therefore, the one exception to this is chutz mehotzah Shabbos v'yantiv, except for the amount that you're going to spend on Shabbos and yantiv, v'hotzah is bonav al-talmud Torah, as well as the money that you're spending for your children to put them through yeshiva. And he says, in this situation, Shemosif Mosifin Lo. Here, if you spend extra for Shabbos and Yontif, and as well as for education for your children, Torah education, so then if you put in extra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back and give you extra. And this is brought down the name of the Torah, and this is based upon various Gemaras. The Chavetz Chaim in Os Yud Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion brings down Ubavanus Avunusenu HaRabim, to our great discredit, unfortunately, because of our sins. Yesh Anonim Shemahavchen HaSeder. There are people, unfortunately, that do the opposite of what we just said, and they spend a lot of money on their weekday food, and as a result, because they can't keep up the level of affluence which they've gotten accustomed to, they end up doing all sorts of inappropriate illegal activities to get money, Rachmana Litzlan, to steal, and do other sorts of things that cause a chilul Hashem in order to maintain their lavish lifestyle. Dishah food number 20 adds over here, based upon a bir halacha in Simen Tuf Kuf Chof Tes, that spending excessively on weekday food needs will unfortunately lead to gezel chamas af lecherpo chlima, and will cause the person to become tremendously embarrassed when he's caught nebuch doing his inappropriate activities. This push for spending lavishly on weekday food needs can come from many sources, he says, including your spouse, and praiseworthy is the person who can control himself and control his desires over here and not allow himself to be seduced into spending greater amounts of money than he is really entitled to based upon his income. Dishah food number 21 brings down from the Vilna Gaon that on Shabbos one should spend, if he can, if he has the ability to do so, extra in order to make the Shabbos greater, as we are promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that these needs will be taken care of separately above and beyond your standard income that you were designated for from Rosh Hashanah. This, however, is only for things that are really tzorach kavod Shabbos, but for things that are not really considered in this geder, within this framework or rubric, so Rav Yashiv says they're not included in this promise that Hashem will pay you back. Likewise, if a person spends money to make the Shabbos holier, for example, he adds in Eretz Yisrael, he uses generators for those that don't wish to use the government-powered electricity because of concerns of Chilul Shabbos, or other things that a person does in order to give kavod to Shabbos, so these are also repaid, according to many of the achronim that are brought down over there. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Lovin beribis letzorech sudas Shabbos or sudas mitzvah. A person should even go and borrow money with interest from a goy, of course, or from a Jewish person in a permissible way for the sudos that he has on Shabbos or for any other sudas mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains himself, Ahinu me'enu Yehudi, obviously we're talking here, ribis is only permissible from a non-Jewish person, or mi'yisrael b'derech heta, or doing it via heta isko, some sort of a permissible way that would allow him to pay a Jewish person interest in a halachically acceptable way. Dear Shifu number 22 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that the Chiddush over here is Shiroi Lasus Kein Letzorah Mitzvah. It's permissible to do this for the purposes of a mitzvah. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha Dibur Maskul Kidei Lechabed HaShabbos, brings the same thing down in the Magen Avram, who brings it down from the Yerushalmi. The Lovin Beribis Letzorah Su the Shabbos, that a person is permissive permissible, and it's even suggested that he should borrow money, even if he has to pay interest to a non-Jewish person or through a heterodic away through a yid, that he should have money extra for Shabbos. Again, this is assuming the person does have the resources to go and repay this. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Im shalchu lo dvar ma'achu she'ochlenu b'Shabbos. If somebody sent you food that was specifically designated for Shabbos, lo yochlenu b'chol, you shouldn't eat it on a weekday. This is the opinion, ken kasa b'sefer chasidim. The ayin lekamim b'simin tof reish sadi dalet sif beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, look over there in Shulchan Aruch later on. The das ha-Shulchan Aruch shom, that the opinion of the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch there is, de'ani yochel l'shanos b'magvas Purim, that while a poor person is permitted to go and exchange funds, if they were given to him for Purim, to use them for some other source, l'mashi yirtza, for whatever he needs or wishes to, after gavul l'tzorach Purim, even though they were originally given to him for the purposes of Purim, however, even over there, there were those opinions over there that said that wasn't permissible. Ayin b'tur sham, and look at the Torah over there. And Dishuna foot number 24 brings down, according to this opinion, the Chavos Yoyah says, certainly one should not take food that was designated for Shabbos and use it on a weekday. According to the opinion that you can't do it on Purim, you certainly can't do it over here. But he points out, even mikol makom af l'dasa shulchan aruch hamatil l'shanos magvis Purim l'mashir. So even according to the opinion that says you can change around funds given to you for Purim for other purposes, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, in our regard, also mishum midas chasidus, one shouldn't do it over here in regards to Shabbos as a midas chasidus, as an extremely righteous way for a person to act. Now, the footnote continues and writes, this is true only if it was specifically given for you to eat on Shabbos. But if the person gave it to you stam, he didn't specify it's for Shabbos, albeit it's Shabbos food, so the Eshel Avromi B'Chach brings down that you can have it on a weekday, and it's not even a Midas Chasidus not to eat it on a weekday. Because the stam position is, when a person gives you a present, he's giving it to you to do with it whatever you would like. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Mitakon es Ezra, this is based upon the Gemara in Bava Kama, from the time of the Takon of Ezra, he arranged that people should go do their laundry specifically on Thursday in order that it should be ready for Kovet Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay brings down, Hainu Kadesh Yu Levonim L'Shabbos, that they should be clean and white for Shabbos. However, Avolo Be'er of Shabbos, but you shouldn't do this on Friday. Why not? Kadesh Yu Pinuyim L'Sasi B'Tzorche Shabbos, because in those days laundry took quite a bit of time, and if you're busy doing laundry all day Friday, you wouldn't be taking care of all the other needs of Shabbos. So it's preferable to do the laundry on Thursday in order to leave yourself time on Friday to take care of all the needs for Shabbos. Well, if he's there, therefore, Tzorech Lizar, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a person has to be very careful. Shelo Leilech B'choluk Echod Kama Shabbos, so the person shouldn't wear the same clothing several weeks in a row on Shabbos, kidei shelo lavar al takonos Ezra, in order that he shouldn't be transgressing this takona from Ezra, that a person should go and wash his clothing on Thursday in order that it should be ready for Shabbos. This brings up a lot of very interesting points. And we can start this discussion with the issue for number 25. And he brings down that we're talking here, dafka begodim hasmuchim leguf v'chein cholzo. We're talking here about undergarments or something like a shirt that is close to the body and does get filthy more easily. And therefore, one should specifically try to do this on Thursday. However, your outer garments, like a suit jacket, so he brings down for Nissan Karol Shlita, Shein Chayv L'Chapsim, you don't have to go bring it to the laundromat every Thursday or to the dry cleaners. Just to be sufficient that they're clean and special for Shabbos, and that fulfills this idea as well. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, what about doing them on Thursday night, which is in Halacha, Leil Shishi, it's already Friday. So if Nissan Karolitz brings down that you can't do that, that's Osir, because the Takana was specifically to do them on Thursday during the day, and Thursday night, which is Friday, is not called Thursday. However, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion disagrees and says one would be permitted to do it on Thursday night. A compromise between these two shitas can be found from the words of Rechaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, who says, during the winter months, when the nights are very long, and you begin to already do Tzorchei Shabbos already on Thursday night, so then you shouldn't do the laundry on Thursday night, because that's when people prepare for Shabbos. But in the summertime, when the day is very long on Friday, so people don't really start preparing for Shabbos on Thursday night, so then you can do the laundry on Thursday night, because it won't prevent you from taking care of Tzorchei Shabbos tomorrow. Then he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion that nowadays, when laundry is so much easier than it was in those days, people just put things in the laundry machine, and presto, it gets clean after the cycle is done. So he says, even though the tircha is much less, nevertheless, you still should not do the laundry on Friday because the drying is still a tircha, and you're going to have to hang dry your stuff on a clothesline, and that's still going to be a tircha. And this is also the opinion of Scheinberg, Zatzal. He says the same reasoning. One is not permitted to hang up on the clothesline the laundry that was done on Thursday to put it up to dry on Friday. That takes a lot of work. However, the Shelut Tshuvas Or Letzion adds, if you do have a dryer as well, then you can do this. Nevertheless, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, even then, you shouldn't do the laundry on Friday. We don't this changed the minhag the way it always was. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz Shlita, but he gives a different reason, not low plug like Rav Yashiv, but he says, Shekach Hoysah Takana, specifically, as you said, do the laundry on Thursday, and to fulfill that Takana, we still need to do the laundry on Thursday. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that nowadays, since we don't regularly do laundry for the same day usage necessarily, it would not be clear if a person did the laundry on Friday that he's doing it for Shabbos. It could look like he was doing it for after Shabbos, and therefore that's another reason not to do the laundry on Friday, unless, again, a person absolutely needs it. And certainly for children who need the clothing, they get their clothing much dirtier on a more rapid basis, so it certainly would be permissible to do the laundry for them on Friday. Or if somebody had an ones situation that came up, his clothing all got dirty, he would be allowed to do it on Friday, according to the Kaf HaChaim. And Rav Nissen Karolitz says, for whatever the reason, if you don't have clean clothing for Shabbos, you would also be allowed to do the laundry on Friday. The issue for number 27 brings down that all of these rules apply even if all the needs of Shabbos are already taken care of, or even if you have a cleaning person in your house. Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says, also lo lekabi sperev Shabbos mishum lo plug. He holds the opinion we don't make any changes to this custom. Now we turn to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, no agim lolush kidei shiru chala babayis lasus mehem lochomim livtso aleim b'shabbos v'yontif. The custom amongst women is to go and specifically knead the dough that you're going to make a sufficient amount of challah to go make a bracha on the challah, to take off from the challah what we call the truma called challah, and to do this in your house, bedavka, to do this to make challahs for Shabbos and Yontif. And he brings this down from the Mordechai in Reish Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for this is v'hu mikvot Shabbos v'yontif, because this is a special cover for Shabbos and Yontif, and the Ramah says v'ein l'shanas, we shouldn't change the minhag over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav explains, Hainu mavad shalisha v'afiyahu mechlal kvod Shabbos v'yontif, since the kneading over here and the baking is an aspect or a part of the covered Shabbos and Yontif, k'moshe m'sayim l'besof, as we just explained, od yesh tam b'zeh tam. But there's another reason as well, and that is k'dei l'kayim mitzvah challah, as I already mentioned, in order to bake a sufficient amount of dough that you can take off the challah, the truma that's called challah, from the dough, l'fi she'ibdo es Adam HaRishon, because when Adam HaRishon was involved in the chait of the Eitz HaDa'as, and he was referred to as Shoyos HaChaloso Shalolam, he was referred to as being the challah, the best of the world, Shenibra be'Erev Shabbos, he was created on Erev Shabbos, and Nebuch, we sinned on Erev Shabbos, so therefore we try to take off challah to, so to say, rectify that sin, remind ourselves of that sin, and to correct it. The issue for number 30 brings down, this is not only Lisha Nafia, the kneading and the baking of the dough, the same thing would apply to all other foods that we prepare as well, it's ideal if one can do them in the house to prepare them l'kovet Shabbos yourself. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'hu Mikvot Shabbos brings down that there's a remez in the pasuk for this. It says V'hayah B'yom HaShishi V'hichinu Es Asher Yaviyu Es Asher Tofu Efu V'gomer. And here we see this idea that you should go and prepare and bake for Shabbos. Mashma the Yesh Lefos B'Erev Shabbos L'Hochin L'Shabbos, that one should prepare Erev Shabbos the Chalas for Shabbos. And he says Bismana Gemara Hayomin Kukul is that this was established, a well established custom in the times of the Gemara, as the Magen Avraham brings down. And he laments, Ba'avonoseinu HaRabbah, nowadays, Nebuch, Hayom Hischilu Eizen Noshim LaHashbis HaMino Gahu V'lo Chinino Ofe. He says, nowadays, women go to the bakery, and they go and buy their bread from the bakery. And he says, V'lav Shapur Ovdi, and they're not doing the correct thing, the Maktinim is their covered Shabbos, that they're minimizing over here, they're belittling in some way the covered Shabbos. Now, lest one think that if this is forbidden to go to the bakery and buy bread, so if you look in Dershu foot number 34, he does bring down that that was Davka Bismanim, that was in those days, Shayofim b'mafiyo lechem l'shabbos k'mol yom chol, that there was no difference between the breads that they made on a weekday and the breads that people ate on Shabbos. And unless you baked your own special breads for Shabbos, challah, so then you would have the same rye bread that you would have on a Tuesday, you'd have it on Shabbos. But of course, that's different nowadays. Bismanenu, he points out, that they make in the bakeries delicious, beautiful challahs for Shabbos. So the Shelus Tshuvas Ol Tzion brings down, She'ein zem michsar b'chovot Shabbos. Nowadays, if a woman goes to the bakery to purchase challahs for Shabbos, there's no lack at all of covered Shabbos. And lav dafka, does she have to bake them herself? And he brings down from Oyashev as well, if somebody prefers bakery bread, his wife may not be the best baker in the world, and he actually prefers the bakery challahs, so then, certainly, l'chatchila, absolutely, he can buy the bakery challahs, and that's not at all considered a lack in covered Shabbos, onik Shabbos, because the minhag to go and knead and to bake the breads was to be mekayim onik Shabbos, and if you can give mekayim onik Shabbos better by buying bakery bread, because you like the challahs from the bakery better, kol hakavod, absolutely not a problem. So again, the Chofetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha is only talking about when there is no distinction between regular bread for Tuesday and the bread that you purchase for Shabbos from a bakery. There's similar rye breads, for example. And certainly, if one prefers the special bakery bread for Shabbos, even absolutely lechatchila, one could go and purchase bakery challahs for Shabbos. Then the Mishnah continues and he writes, V'ayin b'achronim, go look in the achronim, which the Chofetz Chaim in Shaar Tzion Oshul Ches says, the Morgan Avram, the Chayodim in the Shagas Aryeh, even if somebody eats absolutely 100% kosher bread with a tremendous hashkocha, but it was baked in a factory by non-Jewish people, person should try very hard on Shabbos and Yontif to only have Pas Yisrael, as opposed to Pas Palter, bakery bread with a absolutely good hashgacha on it, has the OU hashgacha on it, but if it's baked by non-Jewish people in a bakery, it's preferable on Shabbos and Yontif, Mipnei Kovet HaShabbos V'Yontif, to go and specifically only have Pas Yisrael. Upashut, and it's simple and clear. Dim hu onus, if the person doesn't have such bread available to him. Shein lo amal lekadish, kim al pas shel eino yehudim. He only has that OU Pas Palter bread available. He doesn't have his own wife's baked goods to have Chala on Shabbos, Kemoshe Motzi Lianshi Chayalu Ivrim, for example, as the Mishnah Berurah already brings down, the Chayalon in the armies in Europe, they were fortunate to have kosher bread, but they didn't have necessarily bread that was baked by a Jewish person. Certainly, Yochel LeKadosh Lov, under these extenuating circumstances, certainly Pas Palter bread is 100% kosher, LeKulei Alma, and therefore you can go and use this for Chala on Shabbos. Then the Ramah continues and he writes, Yeshikasu should be miktsas makomos nagu lecho muliosa, that in some places they had the custom to eat this dish called muliosa. What is that? Shekorim pashtida. It was also known as pashtida in Europe. And Bilel Shabbos, they would eat this specifically on Friday night. And this is something like a meat knish. It has dough on the outside and some sort of meat inside. And the reason they would eat this is Zeche Lemon, Shoye Mechusa Lamala Lamata, brought down by the Mariel, that this is similar to the mon that had dew underneath it, then the mon, then dew above it. So this sandwich, so to say, reminds us of the mon falling. However, the Ramah says, "V'loriisi lochush lozev." People weren't careful about this. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches brings down ubekomoseinu. Nowadays, during the times of the Mishnah Berurah, Hamidig Lachon, he brings down from the Shari Knesset Agdola that people did in fact do this custom. The issue for number 33 brings down this would be good not only for this meat knish over here, but for anything that had a sandwich-like upper and lower layer of bread with something inside. We skip the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. He says that this is a reminder, as I already said, Bital, v'avzeh mechusa habosra ben dapia isa, that the meat is like the mon, and it has the tal above it, and the tal below it, that's the dough above and below it. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschu Zeche, Lamon Shoy Mechusa, is a very strong question. He says this minog over here of having this pashtida, this meat knish over here, is a strange minog. Tomua. Why are we making a zikaron on Shabbos for mon when the mon didn't fall on Shabbos? The double portion fell on Friday. And albeit Tosus in Perek Avri Pesachim says that because the mon didn't fall on Shabbos, we should have a zeicha for it, he says it's really dachuk, it's really difficult to understand. Furthermore, based upon this, we should also make the pashtida on Yontif. According to many, the mon didn't fall on Yontif. And nevertheless, the Ramah specifically says over here, not Shabbos and Yontif, he just says specifically Friday night, and not Yontif night. So he brings down from the Imre Yosher of the Torah's Chaim, who brings a beautiful explanation. He says, Lefi de Shabbos Bereishis, hu dugma Shabbos shalosid lovo, shu yom shukulu Shabbos. Shabbos Bereishis, i.e. our regular Shabbos, which comes all the way from Bereishis, every 7 days, from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first Shabbos, every 7th day is Shabbos. Beis Din doesn't declare Shabbos. And this reminds us of the Shabbos that will be forthcoming in the Olam HaEmes, that it will be all-day Shabbos. Therefore, people made over here as a reminder. And we do many things on Shabbos to remind us of this idea. And we have Bas of a Dogim, which is connected to the Shor Habar and the Levyasan, the famous dishes that we'll eat from the Shor Habar and the Levyasan. And we have special wine as well, that's the remnants to the wine, Hamashumer, Banovim, Letzadikim, Liyasid Lavo, the wine inside the grapes that is specifically waiting for the righteous to drink it. And therefore, we likewise make over here, Yesh Lasus B'Shabbos Zecha Limon Hahu. So too, we make a Zecha over here for the month, specifically on Shabbos, by having this Pashtida. With that, we conclude Simen Reish Mem Beis, the first Simen in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and that will conclude today's shiur.